Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. It would be a shame to come to the end of our lives and not have a sense of knowing we accomplished what the Lord created us to do. Yet this happens every day. People are rushing toward eternity while letting this precious time we have here on earth slip through their fingers. If you're going to fulfill God's will and His word concerning your life, you have to look unto Jesus and stay focused on Him. You see, you will not fulfill God's will and word concerning your life accidentally. You'll have to have a revelation of God's word and His plan for accomplishing it in your life and pursue it in order to fulfill it. This takes time, effort, and maturity. In today's message, titled, We Are Here to Fulfill Scripture, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to seek to fulfill God's word concerning your life. Let's join in.
God created us to follow His will so we can fulfill Scripture. Don't lean on your own understanding. Rather, follow the word of God. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, God told Abraham to leave his home and family, and He would show him where to go. He believed God's call to leave his home to the land that God will show him. After this, God told him that He was the father of many nations. Abraham didn't lean on his own understanding, but followed God's leading and was able to fulfill Scripture to become the father of many nations. So can you. Abraham was the father of many nations, but he had to live to fulfill that. Noah was told to build an ark because the flood was coming. He was the person chosen by God to preserve life on earth by building an ark to escape the great flood with his family and selected animals. That was his assignment in life, and he was able to fulfill God's word despite doing a project that seemed irrational at that time. He obeyed God to build an ark when there was no rain. That was Noah's assignment. He fulfilled it. He lived to bring that scripture to pass. Jesus is not the only one who came to fulfill scripture, my friend. Mary was divinely chosen to be the woman whose seed would crush Satan. The miraculous conception of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit in a human mother was fulfilled by the Virgin Mary. This event was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That was recorded in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. And I tell you, this scripture was to be fulfilled. It was about the birth of Jesus Christ in human form to the Virgin Mary. This was prophesied many years before Mary was born. She came to the earth to fulfill this scripture. At God's appointed time, this was revealed to Mary by the angel of the Lord. The angel Gabriel announced Christ's coming birth to Mary. It was fulfilled through Mary 700 years after it was prophesied. Incredible. So let me ask you a question. What scripture are you fulfilling? Let me give you some of the general ones. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That's the Great Commission. It is in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. So are you fulfilling this scripture whilst on this earth? You are the light and the salt of this earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Are you fulfilling this scripture, my friend? Are you? Let me ask you again. Trust Jesus, who obeyed the word of God to save you. Now trust him by obeying the word of God to honor him. What has God put in your heart? You see, the best way to find out how to fulfill scripture is by presenting yourself as a living sacrifice to the Lord. If you obey the word of God and build a deeper relationship with him, you will be able to fulfill scripture. The Bible says, present yourself as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Are you fulfilling this text of scripture in Romans 12 verses 1 to 2 that I just read? Are you living to fulfill that scripture? Until you have a deeper, intimate relationship with God, you cannot fulfill scripture that concerns you. Our mission is to let our light shine and have an impact in this world. The key is to have a deeper, intimate relationship with God to be able to bring scripture to pass. So we need to look unto Jesus. Do not lean on your own understanding. Lean on the word of God. And you know what? In the Bible, we have got an ultimate example of leaning on the word of God and trusting the word of God. Jesus himself trusted the word of God when he was on this earth. 10% of what Jesus said in the New Testament is a quotation of scripture from the Old Testament. The word of God will tell what you should be living to fulfill. Jesus quoted Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1, which is also recorded in Luke chapter 4 verses 18 to 20. And this was Jesus reading from the scriptures. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Which scripture have you read or have you heard that you think you are supposed to fulfill? When Peter pulled out a sword in the garden, Jesus said, I know they are coming to kill me. But put your sword down. I could call 10,000 angels, but then the scripture will not be fulfilled. That was Jesus' pronouncement to Peter when he was trying to fight on behalf of Jesus when the soldiers came to arrest him and then to crucify him. He said, look, I know that they are coming to kill me, but put your sword down. I could call 10,000 angels, but the scripture will not be fulfilled. Incredible. Anything you are doing on this earth, people trying to discourage you, so far as you are to live to fulfill scripture in that way, my friend, live to fulfill it. That's why God left us on this earth. Peter was leaning on his own understanding, so he wanted to fight for Jesus by drawing his sword. Jesus answered, I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go. This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. I have not lost one of those you gave me. So Jesus came to fulfill scripture, and he's not the only one. Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant cutting off his right ear. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?" That's John chapter 18, verses 9 to 11. Jesus was coming to fulfill scripture no matter what. He wasn't going to let Peter stand in the way. Before this incident in the garden, Satan used Peter to tempt Jesus. When Jesus prophesied about his death, Satan, our greatest enemy, used Peter as a vehicle to tempt Jesus not to fulfill this prophecy. Let me read you Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. It says, "From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." Verse 22, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." That's Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 23. The Bible says in Ephesians that our warfare isn't with people, but against the spiritual powers who inspire and use people. You see, there may be people giving you wrong advice because they are leaning on their own understanding. But we must stay focused. We must stay focused on the word of God so we can fulfill scripture. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Are you fulfilling the scripture, my friend? Are you? We need to renew our mind and tap into the blessings that God has given us. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. That's recorded in Ephesians 1:3. God has given us so many blessings. Jesus came to give us abundant life. If you are living a life that isn't blessed, or you are not living an abundant life, you are not fulfilling scripture. Are you fulfilling this scripture? Are you blessed? Are you living the abundant life that Christ came to give to us? Renew your mind with the word of God to have a deeper relationship with God and then be a victor in this world. Does God have your attention? Do you know his heart as you know the heart of someone you love? God has a way of getting our attention. One way or another, you will be a lot wiser to give him your full attention so you can fulfill scripture, my friend. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then there is no way you can even know why you are on this earth. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.